California human rights leader Walter Hoy is coming to Colorado. But first, greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In the past few days, we got a call from somebody left a message about the TV show. Bob Inyart Live is on TV in Aurora, and I'd like to just play that. We spare you guys, of course, most of the messages that come in. This one is typical, and this is a liberal who doesn't like the show, obviously. You'll find that out. And the only substantive thing he says is he insults me by saying that I'm a homosexual. And why is it that liberals always use that as an insult when they say it's good? I don't get that. But anyway, let's hear this guy.
Yeah. Hi, Bob. What are you? What are you? You make no sense whatsoever. You rant, you rave. Are you gay? You look gay. Do you quote everything? You keep doing the quote thing and your hands keep like going around and around and around. Okay, hello, hello. I think I'm a little gay guy. Yes, I am. Oh. Okay, what is your point? What is your point that you're trying? You don't make any point whatsoever. What are you? You're ridiculous. God.
That's pretty much what we get when people leave messages here at Bob Inyart Live. That's the eloquent left, I guess. That's a representative. And it's fun, you know, because Connie Sharon comes in. She's one of the office workers, and she gets to go through the mail, the voicemail. And she's just cracking up at her desk all the time, so it's fun. All right, the Amendment 62 campaign is rolling, and California's human rights leader, Walter Hoy, is coming to Colorado. So is Alan Keyes to help promote Amendment 62. Exciting things are happening, and to talk about them in studio is the campaign manager, Keith Mason. Keith, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hey, Bob. Great to be here. So,
what an honor to have you in studio. Keith, the campaign seems like it's rolling.
It's rocking. And sorry, I'm trying not to laugh. That call was hilarious. So. We need to laugh about things like that occasionally, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we'll have to play that now and then. Over the years, we've had our favorite silly callers. Mm-hmm. That we've played over and over and worn them out, but we'll have to add him to the loop.
That's right. That's right. Well, Amendment 62 is rocking, Bob, and I'm excited to be here with you. Thanks for having me on your show. And the campaign tracker, I know you've mentioned that on your show before, but that is going, and we have people signing up every day at mycampaigntracker.org to get campaign materials out, and we're sending materials out every day now.
That is so exciting. I saw that bumper stickers were going out and campaign literature, the flyers are going out, and yard signs are being printed and orders taken. It's pretty thrilling.
That's right. That's right. And people are starting to become more aware of politics and that there's a vote coming up in November. And we're gearing up to make about 500,000 phone calls.
Oh, wow.
To pro-lifers in the state. We've identified about 500,000 pro-lifers in the state. And a majority of those people voted yes on Amendment 48. Mm. And
Two years ago. That amendment.
Mm-hmm, in 2008. And so I'm excited you had me on, Bob, because I wanted to share with your audience sort of the hope that's out there and the hope from us that have run campaigns before and understand that this year is one of the best years that we've seen and that we may see in a long time. Mm. And so I wanted to sort of share that with him. So I'm so appreciative you had me on, and it's so exciting to be here. So.
Yeah, it's a thrill, because when I went to the Person at Colorado offices a couple days ago, I saw this incredible installment of a phone bank. And Keith, this operation is sophisticated. It's exciting. You guys, you're managing this campaign the way a campaign should be run?
Well, we're in it to win it, Bob. We're in it to win it. And, you know, we may or may not pass Amendment 62, but I wanted to let you know how I think we will pass Amendment 62. Yeah. But while we're doing this, while we're advocating for the preborn child in the state of Colorado, we are changing the culture around us. We're raising the bar for what it means to be pro-life and also just teaching people about the basic humanity of the preborn child. And I was talking to a volunteer this morning and said, you know, most people don't understand why abortion is allowed in this country and in this state. They don't understand, legally speaking, that a preborn child is considered property, similar to the way we treated the African-American back a couple hundred years ago. And so most people don't understand that. So even our campaign slogan that's on 13,000 bumper stickers right now, "Persons, Not Property," is planting small seeds into the hearts of people of Colorado. And these seeds will grow. And these seeds of truth, they all be able to understand the hypocrisy that's out there of how we treat our preborn neighbor. And hopefully those seeds will lead to a total change of our culture as we continue to press forward for these for the dignity of these preborn children.
Well, what a great point. And earlier, I was on that website, mycampaigntracker.org, and there's a page for running a radio ad. And Keith, I listened to a radio ad that's up there that anybody could listen to. And it was stunning. Maybe a little bit later in the show, we could actually play that for the audience. But it was truly stunning. And basically, in fact, I'd like to play it. I'd have to put my, let's see, how do I do this? I'd have to put my microphone up to my computer. But a little bit later, I'd like to play that. Would that be all right? It's not been played publicly yet. This is just produced. And I think it's extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay. People could go right now to mycampaigntracker.org and listen to that ad, of course.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe that's a better way to do it. So if you're able to, go online to mycampaigntracker.org. And whether you sign up or not, be great to sign up and become a campaign worker. But whether you do or not, you could go to the Run a Radio Ad campaign task and listen to the ad, and it's really stunning, Keith.
Yeah, it's I'm honored, and I'm so excited that Walter Hoy is coming Wednesday here to tour our state. And do you know the right why he's coming out here? His main goal, as he's coming to Colorado, is to meet with pastors and have local meetings and pastor prayer rallies. And so, you know, basically what's happening now is the schedule is being laid out. And so everyone that's listening to us now, you know, if they would like Walter Hoy to come meet with them and their pastor, or just have a lunch meeting or something with their pastors, the time is now to get a hold of us, you know, because we'd love to introduce your audience as pastors to Walter Hoy so he can share the vision.
Yeah. And he's a California human rights leader. Until recently, he was the pastor of a very large church in Northern California. He's gone full time to fight against the killing of innocent children. And along with Lila Rose, Walter Hoy was the co-sponsor of California's Personhood Amendment. They collected over 600,000 signatures. This guy, Keith, he is so powerful. And he wrote an article recently, "Persons Not Property." And that article is just a phenomenal article. And when he speaks, now he's a black minister, when he speaks to black churches, white churches, to groups of pastors, he not only energizes them, but he gives them the vision and the hope that this is a Christian battle and we could win.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I had the honor to tour the state of California with Walter, and I was in meetings where there was pastors and individuals who might have been resistant to doing a personhood effort. And I recall getting chills as I would hear him explain why we just cannot wait and why now is the time to push forward with personhood. So, you know, I'm hoping everyone who's listening to us could get their pastor to sit down and meet with Walter and help this tour be successful, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take each individual doing what they can to push this amendment forward. Mm-hmm. But Bob, you know, some people out there might be a little discouraged about the amendment. They might be hearing our voices and they might say, well, hey, I remember Amendment 48. I remember 2008. And I've read the media, and all the media says, you guys only got 27% of the vote.
Yeah, that's all. Just 619,000, how many? Something like that, votes?
That's right. Well, they often the media focuses on that 27%. And right. when you're trying to get to 51%, 27% seems low.
Yeah, pretty far behind.
But the media, I don't know of one media outlet that reported that what we actually got was about 619,000 people
wow.
in the state of Colorado to vote yes on this. The media hasn't reported on that. And they also forgot the fact that in a normal election year, like matter of fact, our own governor, Governor Bill Ritter right now, mm-hmm. won his seat with about 50,000 votes more than that.
So we got 619,000. He gets 700,000 less, and he's the governor.
He's the governor.
So this is within striking range.
It's in striking range. And, you know, there's been articles printed in the Grand Junction Sentinel and some others where pollsters, you know, are on the record saying, look, you know, last in 2008 should not be our gauge of what we're looking forward to this year. Mm-hmm. The political winds are blowing in our direction. Mm-hmm. A lot of consultants have said that, hey, look, you know, this is a better year. And just on its face, we could be looking at about a 10-point raise.
Just on its face. In other words, if the campaign didn't exist, if no one did anything, we very likely would do 10 points better. But, Keith, when we got 619,000 votes, the political winds have changed. For example, back then, all the major Republican pro-life candidates opposed the Personhood Amendment. This time around, at least verbally, they've all endorsed Amendment 62, and there's a reason they're endorsing it, because they're savvy politicians, and they realize the tide is turning.
That's right. I think people are sick of it. I think that there's a social tension out there because of the administration's just radical agenda on this. That, you know, the people that are going to come out and vote this November are going to be our kind of people. But you know what our job is, Bob, and all the volunteers that are listening? Our job is to go out and reach them and let them know, hey, Amendment 62 is good and we ought to vote on that. Mm. We ought to vote yes on Amendment 62 because we're pro-life. Mm. And that's our job. And if we do our job, we could actually pass this thing. So, I mean, if you do the math, we have about a 10-point raise on the surface. That's about 37 points or so, you know. And then there's things that we can do, like get out the vote and then work the campaign tracker, get bumper stickers on our car.
With a well-run campaign, that actually affects the results. And what you've done, Keith, you and the co-sponsors, Leslie Hanks and Guabe Garcia-Jones, and congratulations, Spain. Right? Guabe has not let us down yet. I was rooting for Spain throughout the World Cup. I couldn't care less about soccer. But Guabe is from Spain, his family. Mm-hmm. And so I've been rooting for Spain. And wouldn't you know it, they win the World Cup.
He's on a roll. And now he's rooting for Amendment 62. So
that's right.
Hopefully.
Him and the octopus. There's an octopus in the Netherlands.
Paul the Octopus.
Paul. Yeah. And I heard that they put Amendment 62 in front of him, pass or fail, and he took the clams from pass.
That's right. That's right.
So everything is looking good. And it is so exciting that you guys have laid the foundation for a great campaign. The TV ads, radio ads, literature, the infrastructure, the phone bank, the data management. It's all being done right. And now the campaign tracker, a brand new internet tool, a portal for running a campaign so that each person becomes a campaign manager. Each person, they could see what's happening in the state and their city and their neighborhood, and they could decide where our resources needed and focus in that area.
That's right. That's right. So again, to reiterate, you know, there's hope. There's real hope out there that we are in striking distance. We could pass this thing. And wouldn't that be exciting, Bob? I mean, wouldn't that just be tremendous if we could pass this?
Yeah,
we
have just a thrill.
The political wins, which means the points are in our direction. So that percentage is there. And then, you know, with the get out the vote, with people going knocking on doors, with people talking to other voters, and then with successful efforts like Walter Hoy coming and churches being involved and engaged and getting out the vote, I mean, this is really our campaign, Bob. Mm. And I'm excited about it. So
Keith, I'd like to see if this works. Now, I'd like to play an ad off of my computer. And so let's see. Bear with me, audience. We'll see if this – I got my volume up. So let's see. Radio ad.
I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
That's another exciting messaging resource coming out of the Amendment 62 campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? If there's people out there right now that heard that ad and said, you know, I'd like to hear that on KOA, I'd like to hear that on KHOW Radio, you know, they could go to mycampaigntracker.org right now and sign up to air that ad, and their county would get points.
Right. Exactly right. And we want every county in the state of Colorado to get points to, on the tracker, on that website, it's turning the state purple. It's a way of visually looking and seeing, okay, in my city, which precincts are covered? Keith, there was a meeting downtown Denver on Saturday, a Right to Life meeting, and after it, some of the folks said, well, let's go do a literature drop at a precinct. So they picked a precinct downtown Denver, and had the report back was they had a wonderful time. They distributed about 700 flyers. And this is in a probably one of the most liberal precincts in the state of Colorado, right by the Capitol, between Broadway and Downing in Colfax and 13th. And they reported that they had a great time and great conversations with a lot of people. That's during a literature drop.
That's awesome. It's a good time. And, you know, there's literature drops happening every week, but they could happen, you know, every day. Hmm. You know, if folks just got out, walk their neighborhood. How hard would that be to walk around your neighborhood and pass out flyers door to door? They could come by our offices and get literature for free, or they could go on mycampaigntracker.org and, you know, get some literature mailed to them. Mm-hmm. And then they could watch the state of Colorado turn purple as their activities are being tracked, along with everyone else's in the state that's doing activities.
My wife and I, well, for one, Keith, you know that I could use the exercise, right? So I've done actually one of these precinct literature drops so far, and it's fun. I enjoyed it. And so my wife and I, Cheryl and I, are going to go with our three youngest boys who ride bikes, of course, and they're going to help us. And so on a Saturday morning, we're going to cover another precinct, this time in Arvada, and we'll watch on the website, mycampaigntracker.org, how Arvada will begin to turn purple as people do literature drops, get bumper stickers, yard signs, and there's so many things they can do to reach their neighborhood and then their city and county.
That's right. That's right. And they could do it at their own pace. They could go out for an hour on a Saturday morning, or they could go out in the evening with their kids. How great is it? The weather's just tremendous to go out and walk in neighborhoods and things. Or, you know, maybe some folks that are listening to this, they can't get out. They just can't walk a neighborhood or something like that. But you know what? I have people, you know, that are there that just can't afford to purchase literature, can't get it, you know, that would love to go walk neighborhood to neighborhood.
And the campaign tracker addresses that, and it says, look, if you want to do a literature drop in your neighborhood, but you can't get out and walk for whatever reason, maybe you're too busy, maybe your health, maybe you just can't do it. If you could sponsor the literature, the flyers and the door hangers and the shipping and handling, you do that for your precinct, and the campaign will commit to get someone, some of the guys you're talking about, Keith, to go walk your precinct. So your neighborhood will begin to be reached with the life-saving truth of the God-given right to life.
That's right. That's right. It's so easy, and there's so many things you could do. But you know what? Maybe, Bob, there's someone out there that can't walk the neighborhood or just can't do that. they can't afford to help sponsor literature. But you know what they could do? They could come to our offices and help make phone calls and help man the phone bank. We have a tremendous phone bank set up right now. There's computers and phones, and there's a system where people can come into the office, and from around 5 to 7 every night, the phones are ringing off the hook. Not enough people to answer them right
Keith,
now.
Keith, when you're asking for people to come in, and the phone bank is in Arvada.
It's in Arvada.
In Denver metro, sort of northwest.
We're about a mile west of Wadsworth on Ralston Road.
Yeah. Okay. So when you're asking people to come in and man the phone banks, a lot of people are afraid to pick up the phone and dial and cold call somebody and ask them for something. But that's not really what you're asking people to come and do.
No.
The phone calls are coming in to the campaign, and the phones are ringing off the hook. So what we need is people there to answer the phones, and people are getting literature, they're getting emails, and they're being asked, call in during these hours and sign up for the campaign tracker, support the campaign, get literature, get bumper stickers. So we need people to answer the phones.
That's right. That's right. And even if they could commit to an hour or 2 hours to say, hey, you know, call, I can do this. I could do this this day a week. And I just wanted to let you know what's happening. We're trying to build the schedule because, you know, we've made around 15,000 phone calls just in the past week or so. Mm. But we want to up that because we need to get through about 500,000 phone calls before November. Mm. And that's a lot of phone calls. But as we make phone calls out with some of our, you know, robo systems that we have, we will start receiving hundreds of calls. As we make thousands, we receive hundreds.
In other words, you're doing robo calls out.
Yes.
Like, Keith, we got your call.
Oh.
My son Dominic, he's 9 years old. And he picks up the phone and says, Dad, Keith's on the phone, but he doesn't really want to talk. Like, Dominic, what do you mean? Oh, it's Keith's robo call. So it says, he said, press one, Dad. And so people, they hear about Amendment 62, and they find out if they want to be involved, press one to get in touch with the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they press one, praise God, these are people who are basically pre-screened. These are people who are involved as pro-lifers. They've either signed the petition, they've been involved with Colorado Right to Life, Personhood Colorado, and they say, yeah, what can I do? And they're calling in. So we need people to say, I could come in 3 hours once a week, or I could come in on Tuesday nights or Saturday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
And maybe they just want to try it. But here's what we need. We have more phone calls than we have people to answer them right now. So I think to just to sum it up, I mean, there's something for everyone to do. You know, there's things that all of us could do. You know, maybe not all of us could walk neighborhoods, but some of us could make phone calls or help run a phone bank. And some of us could talk to our friends and neighbors about Amendment 62. Mm. There's something for everyone, and it takes all of us doing what we can to get the job done in November.
And do you know, if you talk to a neighbor or a friend or a relative about Amendment 62, you actually get points for your precinct for doing that. Just a one-on-one chat in your living room, at a coffee shop, over breakfast, at a restaurant. You talk to one person and you go on the tracker and you show where your precinct is. You don't even have to give your address if you don't want to. You just pick out on a map, this is my neighborhood and here's what I did. And it encourages people by showing 10 different things you could do in your neighborhood to start to reach people with the truth of personhood.
That's so awesome. It's so awesome. And what I love about it is that you can actually just take control of your own neighborhood.
Mm.
It's up to you. And that's the way it should be, I suppose, to all of us. This is a grassroots campaign.
Right.
And so a lot of ways, it is up to each one of us to do what we can
in our neighborhood. And Keith, not only that, let's say you have somebody you don't even know who lives four blocks away from you, and they're working in your city or in your neighborhood, you'll actually see the activities they're doing. Now, you won't see their name because privacy, we don't want to give out people's names, of course, but you'll actually see what other people are doing, even in your own precinct, your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you'll be encouraged, and you'll see, wow, they already did a literature drop, so I don't have to do a literature drop in my neighborhood. I mean, you'll see that on your computer screen if they've done it. So you'll see, well, I could do yard signs and bumper stickers in a one-on-one chat. Maybe I could register a voter. Maybe I could do this or this or that. And so you'll be both helping one another to reach your neighborhood.
That's right. That's right. It's incredible. And, you know, I just want to maybe reiterate now, too, though, but to let everybody know that it's mycampaigntracker.org.
.org.
And some people have been going to the .com. And that's not us.
That's not us.
That's not us. Someone snagged that from us.
Yeah.
And
it was our fault. You know, we let it link what we were doing. We just got a $100 donation for a literature drop from a Mike. Can I say his last name? Mike Amatuzzo. Thank you, Mike. Mike is
Thanks.
Paying for literature for somebody's precinct.
Well, maybe someone else should call in and say, I'd like that for my precinct now, huh?
Yeah. So if somebody out there wants to deliver literature to your precinct. Now, it doesn't cost $100 for literature for one precinct, but that'll certainly cover it. So we have room for one person out there to call 800-8-NER, 800-836-9278, or call Person at Colorado whenever you can, but the sooner the better, and say, I want to do a literature drop in my precinct, and I'd like to use those funds because money's tight right now.
That's right.
And so the phones are ringing right now. Maybe somebody's doing that, Keith. So that's pretty thrilling. And Walter Hoy, we only have another 2 minutes. So mycampaigntracker.org. When we announced this, and we had to announce it because we were looking for funds to build the website. And we got a lot of funds came in. Not enough. We're about... How much are we short?
About $8,000 right now.
We're
short.
$8,000 short, but the website is built, and I'd say half of it was done as a labor of love by volunteers, and the other half was done by a labor of love by professionals who have careers in this, and they had to get paid. And so, Keith, when we announced the campaign tracker, somebody grabbed mycampaigntracker.com, but we got mycampaigntracker.org, and that's just great. And then Walter Hoy... The Amendment 62 Pastors Tour is beginning this week. Mm-hmm. And so if you would like Walter Hoy to meet with your pastor, it's essential that you contact the campaign.
They could contact this office too, right, Bob?
Yeah.
They know the number here.
They know Bob and Yurt Live. Absolutely. You could call Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-836-9278, and say, I'd like to meet Walter Hoy, I'd like him to talk with my pastor, and we will set it up. And we'll also give you suggestions on how to talk to your pastor and how to get that going. So he'll be out here for how long, Keith?
For about a month. For about a month.
About a month, Walter Hoy. So now is the time to talk to your church, your pastor, and try to set up a time for Walter Hoy to meet with your pastor. It'll set your pastor on fire.
That's right.
And then we'll put them out. Thank you, Keith Mason.
Thanks.
God bless you. KGov.com.